朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。我非常谢谢 Aaron 把这两首诗歌摆在一起。
I want to thank Aaron for placing these two songs.
因为我们在这里赞美这位伟大的神。
On the one hand, we're praising how great is our God.
里面又让我们看见这位神是我们可以亲近的神。
And at the same time, we see that this God is someone who we can draw near.
正像诗歌说，主啊，我的心渴慕你，如鹿渴慕溪水。
As the deer panted for the water, so my heart longs after you.
当我们每一次带着爱、带着需要来到这位伟大的神面前。
And every time we come to this God with a desire, with a love,
没有一个人会怎么来怎么回去的。
Nobody will come to Him and leave the same.
神要在这里亲自向我们显现。
God will reveal Himself personally to us.
他要亲自对我们说话。
He Himself will speak to us.
不管我们多么软弱，多么失败。
Doesn't matter how weak and how much failures.
不管我们身上有多少的难处，压得我们喘不过气来。
No matter how difficult life seems to be at the moment that we eat to the extent that we can't breathe.
当我们真被带到宝座面前的时候，当我们真看见我们所侍奉所敬拜的是万王之王万主之主，我相信所有的乌云都要散去，所有的捆绑要从我们身上脱去，所有仇敌在我们身上的控告在这里没有办法立足，因为这位伟大的神爱我们爱到一个地步，他把他自己的生命都为我们舍在十字架上，每一滴的血是为了我们的罪而流出来的。所以当我们来到神面前，我们真是要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。我们不是参加一个 routine 的礼拜天的聚会而已，每一次要来我们心就充满着喜乐，我们要来遇见神。
Every time we come, we come with great joy to know that we're going to come and meet God.
今天也是年轻的孩子在这里，我也非常高兴哈。
Today again is a combined meeting. A lot of young people are here today.
你看我们天天花多少的时间到电脑上去朝拜这个世界的王。
And we spend so much time every day to go on the computers to worship the king of this world.
几乎这是全世界共同的问题，就是大家变成滑动族了。
This is the problem that is for the entire world that we are all.
每天在滑啊滑啊滑啊，不知道滑到哪里去了。
We're sliding on the screen, and we're sliding on the screen. We don't know where we're sliding to.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果拿我们花在世界上的时间1%放在神的面前，我们今天都不一样了。
If we take 1% of the time that we spend for this world on God, we will all be different.
我们拿爱世界的心的1%弄在神的身上，我们也不一样了。
We take 1% of our heart that loves the world, and we place it on God. We know we will be different.
这位伟大的神永远是我的主。我的神。
This great God is forever my God and my King.
这位伟大的神永远是不肯丢弃我们，永远爱我们的神。
And this great God is forever the God that will never let us go and forever.
天地万物都在改变。
And heaven and earth is changing.
只有耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远不改变。
But Jesus Christ only is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他对我们的爱，他对我们的呼召，他在我们身上伟大的计划从来不改变。
His love, his call, and his wonderful plan for us in our lives has never changed.
我们要赞美他啊！然后感谢神，这个给我们有机会啊，稍微休息了一段时间。
I want to thank God has given us some time that we can come to rest.
前一阵子到台湾、到香港啊，也在美国很多的地方，我们去参观了去参加了很多不同的聚会。
We had some time to go to Taiwan, to Hong Kong, and many places in the States to visit various meetings.
带着一个受教的心去接受帮助，去跟别人学习。
With a very teachable heart to come and learn from the various aspects of the ministry. see that are out there.
然后我们在各地看到很多很爱主的，很感动我们的见证和教会。
Now we sing a lot of churches that truly love the Lord, the wonderful testimony for the Lord that really moved us.
啊，但是我们也可以看得到神在我们中间也有很多的恩典。
And we at the same time seeing the tremendous amount of grace that God has given to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主快要回来。
Our brothers and sisters, our Lord is returning.
也许不久，我们至少我们要去见他。
And perhaps not much longer, we're going to go see him.
圣经上告诉我们，每一个人都要去跟主交账的。
Scripture says that every single one of us has an account that we need to go settle with our Lord.
每一个家，每一个教会也都要去向主交账的。
Every family, every church has an account that needs to be settled with the Lord.
当神还把我们摆在一起的时候。
While the Lord still put us together.
希望我们在爱的里面，在基督，在圣灵里面，我们把所有的力量是加起来的啊。
We pray that in the love of the Lord and Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Lord that we gather our strength together as one.
这次在台湾，这个虽然被他们当牲畜养了一段时间。
And though we were raised in Taiwan as a pet.
Livestocks.
Livestock.
Yeah.那个有人讲成被当畜生养，吃牲畜哈。
We were raised as livestock, kind of.
因为你们知道，前一阵子台湾发现最严重的一个问题，就是这个油是弄饲料油做的。
And there was a big problem, a news that was spreading in Taiwan that the food that were being prepared was using oil that was used to feed livestock.
对，我们吃的牛排啊，我没有天天吃牛排哈，我们吃的牛排啊、面包啊、Seven Eleven 的这些关东煮啊 ，everything 通通都是饲料油做的。
So all the food that we've been consuming while we're in Taiwan were made from this product that was originally intended to feed livestock.
但是神却用另外一件事情非常安慰我们，让我跟于师母都非常喜。
But God used something else to really comfort us and really great brought us great joy.
因为我从小在台湾长大，在我离开台湾之前，台湾的基督徒的比率也只有1%多而已，不到2%。
So when I was growing up in Taiwan, the percentage of the population that were Christians was only about 1%, not quite 2%.
哦，那是一个偶像充斥的地方。
It's a place that is very full of idols.
生活的享受让人的心麻痹啊。
The enjoyment of life has numbed and dulled the hearts of men.
但是我们这次回去光台北市，我们走之前听到他们的报告，13%的基督徒了。
So we heard the news when we left Taipei that 13% of the population of Taiwan are Christians now.
不是光听到这个我们高兴，因为我们在走之前去了这么多教会，就发现哎呀，教会一直都在增长，很多年轻人涌进教会。
It is not just hearing this news.News and we rejoice, but the churches that we attended, we saw a lot of young people flooding into the God's house.
我们甚至参加一个教会，他们的青年聚会，为了庆祝几十周年，到了5000个人。
And we came to this one church where they were celebrating how many years?
60 years.
60 years anniversary. There were 5,000 young people that got together to celebrate.
我们在看到地铁的出口啊，马路上常常有人站在那里发福音单张，或是在那里为了慈善的事情募款。
And we see the street corners. We see a lot of people who are just passing out tracts and collecting funds for the good works.
在地铁上面早晨在读圣经。
And we see that they're on the subway that people would be doing scripture reading.
那另外一个数字就是台湾几十年来，教会小于50个人的是占大多数，至少超过2/3。教会的人数不到50个人。
For decades, the churches that were in Taiwan did not have attendees that were more than 50 people. This is probably 2/3 of the churches in Taiwan.
现在已经不到30%的教会是这么小的教会了，就表示这个成长是全面的，不是只有 mega church 在成长。
And only 30% of the churches in Taiwan are still in that state where the attendees are less than 50 people.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望的不光是外面的成长。
Predominantly, all the churches are growing. We pray that it's not just an outward growth.
我们希望我们跟主的关系能够不住的成长。
We pray that our relationship with God is continually to grow.
我们属灵的生命能够不住的成长。
Our spiritual life is continuing to grow.
这么多年，神所我在这里说，神所要的到底是什么
？And all these years, I've been asking this one question: What exactly does God want?
换句话说，到底我们生活里面为什么有这么多各式各样不同的遭遇
？So in our lives, why do we have so many encounters and circumstances?
到底这些遭遇临到我们是为了什么
？All these things came into our life. What is the purpose?
神为了借着这一切的环境。 要来改变我们跟他之间的关系、啊、
That through all of these circumstances, God wants to transform our relationship with Him.
神借着这一切的遭遇是要来改变我们的生命。
And all these encounterings with it, God wants to change our life.
所以神容许我们经过难处。
So God allows us to go through difficulties.
神容许我们经过挫折。
And allows us to go through conflicts.
甚至神容许我们经过软弱和失败。
And even failures and weaknesses.
都为了要来改变我们。
And all for the purpose that we may be changed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们的眼睛都看到外面的环境，
So brothers and sisters, if our eyes only focus on the outward circumstances,
我们埋怨我们的遭遇，
and we just complain about the things that we go
through, 我们被压在我们的遭遇底下，
and we feel that we're oppressed under the circumstances,
弟兄姊妹，我们常常是白白受苦，
and brothers and sisters, we suffer in vain.
神借着每一个环境就是要来改变我们。
God uses all of these circumstances to change us.
当我们的生命被改变的时候，
and when our lives are being transformed,
当我们跟神的关系被改变的时候，
when our relationship with God is being changed,
就算外在的环境没有改变，我们都得胜了。
Even the outward circumstances do not change, we are overcomers.
我们都活过来了。
We are alive.
而且今天早上跟弟兄姊妹交通一个很重要的题目。
So this morning I want to share a very important topic with brothers and sisters.
那不光是我们最近这一年的这个主题。
Not only is the theme for this entire year.
算是一个打结。
But we come to a conclusion of the theme that we've been talking about.
也是我们最近读以弗所书的一个打结。
And also a conclusion of the book of Ephesians that we've been studying.
星期五你们想终于打结，没想到今天我再打一次。
This Friday you thought, oh, we already concluded, but this morning I'm going to do it again.
我想大家花了好几个月读以弗所书。
We spent many months studying the book of Ephesians.
前面三章讲到神的启示。
And the very first three chapters talks about the revelations of God.
讲到那属天的启示。
And this heavenly revelation.
让我们看见神永远的旨意。
And we see the eternal purpose and will of God.
看见神伟大的救恩。
And we see the wonderful salvation of God.
然后后面的三章就讲到我们在生活里面的落实。
In the last three chapters, we see how we actualize these things.
我们说到再高的意象、再高的启示，一定要从最平凡的生活里面来落实的。
We say that even the greatest revelations that we see, it needs to be actualized in the most ordinary things in life.
再多、再丰富的救恩，一定要在经历里面来支取它、来经历它。
No matter how rich, how abundant the salvation, we need to lay hold of it and experience it in our lives.
所以以弗所书的后三章把它带到了我们现实的生活里面。
So the last three chapters of Ephesians have brought it to the every aspect of our daily living.
带到教会里面。
Into our church.
带到家庭、夫妻、父母亲跟孩子之间。
Into our families between husband and wives, parents and their children.
带到职场上，我们跟工作上的关系。
In our workplaces.
也把我们带到这个属灵的征战里面去。
And brought us to the realm of a spiritual battle.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天早上我交通的信息全部用以弗所书啊。
So brothers and sisters, this morning I will come and share from the aspect of Ephesians.
其实这个题目讲到在基督里的一。
And we want to talk about this oneness that is in Christ.
或者 oneness 或者 the unity in Christ.
The oneness or the unity that is in Christ.
在以弗所书有一个词一再的出现，叫做在基督里。
And this term that repeatedly appeared in the book of Ephesians is in Christ.
在基督里面，神把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
All the heavenly blessings has been given to us in Christ.
在基督里，我们跟神合一。
In Christ, we are made one with God.
在基督里面，我们被称为他的儿女。
In Christ, we are called the children of God.
在基督里面，神把一切所有的都给我们。
In Christ, God has given us everything.
那今天我们要讲到一件非常重要的事情。
So this morning we're going to come and touch upon something that's very important.
在基督里的一啊。
And the oneness or the unity that is in Christ.
作为一个打结。
And again, come to the conclusion of this book.
这件事情太重要了。
Because this is a very important topic.
其实我也挣扎很久哈，这么久没有跟你们交通，应该今天交通一点温柔的啦，亲切的啦。
And I struggle quite a bit that I haven't spent any much time with you. I want to be more gentle and more caring this morning.
但是这件事情太重要了，而且又来到总结的地方，所以我觉得还是讲最重要的事情。
But this topic is so important. We come to the conclusion of this book, and I feel that we need to emphasize on this.
我相信我们如果真被这个东西抓住的话，一样可以帮助我们在很多的难处里面，我们得到帮助的。
And I trust that we get the thrust of this message, that even in the midst of difficulties, we will get help.
还从很多的错误里面被神释放拯救出来。
And from a lot of errors that we are in, God will release us from it.
也能够帮助我们脱离很多不必要的痛苦。
And help us. to escape a lot of sufferings that we don't need to go
through. 我们先看今天的背诵经文。
So let's look at the memory scripture for this morning.
当我看到这个有背诵经文有奖品的时候，我就觉得很 guilty 哈，很内疚。
And I feel kind of bad when I see that the competition included the memorization verses for this
year. 因为别人给你们的背诵经文可能都短短的一节，我今天给你们四节。
And everybody's probably has just given you a single verse, but today I've given you four verses.
但是我星期五在 newcomer 的时候，我得到了很大的鼓励。
But in the newcomers group this past Friday, I was greatly encouraged.
我听说有好几个人在背整卷的以弗所书。
I heard many people are actually trying to memorize the entire book of Ephesians.
听说我们中间还有一位六十多岁的老姊妹已经从第一节背到最后一节，全部没有错。
And I heard that there's an elderly sister in our midst, over 60 years of age. She's memorized the entire book for us already.
现在任何人65岁以下的请举手。
Everyone who is under the age of 65, would you please raise your hand?
没有借口 ,OK?
Okay, we don't have any excuses then.
我们现在来看第七节到第十节。
Look at verse 7 through verse 10.
我们中文英文自己同时来读。我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。那这个 NIV 的 version 最后一句话是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，他讲到 to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ 或是 in Christ.
That's the version in NIV.
好，对不起，我还在等他翻译。那请看这几节的圣经啊。
These verses that we just read.
我们先看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
在这里告诉我们，我们的神是一个赐恩典的神。
Our God is a God who supplies an abundance of grace.
他不仅仅把恩典愿意赐给我们。
Not only has lavished his grace on us.
他几乎是想尽办法硬塞给我们。
But he thinks of all ways and all manners to stuff it into our lives.
他用诸般的智慧聪明要充充足足的给我们。
And in all wisdom and all prudence that we may receive it in abundance.
那这样子的恩典。
As such a grace.
第一面最根基的一个表现就在第七节。
And the most foundational point is revealed in verse 7.
就是让我们承受他伟大的救恩啊。
That we may experience the great redemption that he has for us.
借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，让我们过犯得以赦免。
That through his blood, the blood of the beloved, and the forgiveness of sins.
今天我们能坐在这里，全是因为他的救赎。
And we're sitting here today because of his redemptive power.
没有耶稣的宝血，没有一个人有资格坐在这里。也不需要坐在这里啊。
Unless by the blood of Christ, no one can sit here, and no one has a right to sit here.
所以这个恩典的发表，第一件事情就叫我们有份于他伟大的救恩。
And the expression of this grace, first foremost, is that we are partakers of the salvation.
第二方面就是从第九节开始。
And secondly, it starts in verse 9.
叫我们有份于他永远的旨意。
That we may be partaker of an eternal purpose and the will of God.
在这里他说叫我们能够照着他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
According his good pleasure that we may understand the mystery of his will.
你愿不愿意知道神心中的奥秘是什么？
Do you desire to understand the mystery of God's will?
你看苹果每次做一个新的 iPhone 都要那么躲躲藏藏放在黑房子里面。
The Apple company, every time they start developing their new phone, they're hiding, they're keeping it very secretive.
对不起哈，姚洋或是这个你们在 Apple 的，流行的几个月，大家又想要新的。
I apologize to those who are working for Apple here, but you know the phone is popular for a couple of months, and then we want the new model.
但是在这里有一个奥秘是神心中的奥秘。
But here there's a mystery that is in the will and the purpose and the
这个是神永远的旨意啊。
It's an eternal will and purpose of God.
他愿意让我们知道。
That he desires that we would know it.
就是有一天他要 bring unity.
That one day he would bring unity
to all things.
To all things.
不管是天上的地上的都要叫我们在基督里同归于一。
Whether those are things in heaven or on earth, that we may be one in Christ.
如果你去读圣经，你知道神整个旨意的中心是在一个人身上。
And you know God's eternal purpose is on this one person.
那不是说在这里计划一、计划二、计划三、计划四，神的旨意就是一个人。
It's not the first, second, and third points of his plan, but his entire plan is on this one person.
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
It is his son, Jesus Christ.
除他以外，他没有祝福给我。
Apart from him, he has no other blessing.
除他以外，他对万有没有兴趣。
Apart from him, he has no other interest in the creation at all.
他要叫他的儿子错 充满万有。
That his son would fill all.
他要叫所有受造的都要在基督里面同归于一。
That all would come into the unity in Christ.
任何东西只要离开基督没有价值。
Anything that is outside of Christ has no worth or value in God's eyes.
不管这一生我们成就有多少。
It doesn't matter how much we accomplish in this life.
使徒行传十七章告诉我们他已经设立了一个人。
Acts chapter 17 says that he has established one man.
他要照着他按着公义审判天下。
That according to him, by his standard, he will judge the world.
这就是斯派克弟兄说的 measure by Christ.
And Brother Spock says the term measure by Christ.
神只衡量只有一个标准就是他的儿子。
God has but one measure that is his son.
神的祝福只有一个 channel 就是他的儿子。
God's blessing but has only one channel that is his son.
神的祝福的内容只有一个就是他的儿子。
The blessing of his content is but one, is his son.
不光是个人的耶稣基督。
Not only the Jesus Christ for us individually,
也是在团体的耶稣基督身上
but corporately the Christ Jesus,
就是指的教会
speaking of the church.
所以我们说教会的意象讲到基督和教会不是随便说的
So we talk about this vision for our church, that Christ and his church, we do not use these terms casually.
所以到了以弗所书第三章这个历代以来所隐藏在那创造万物者心中的奥秘
So when we come to chapter 3 when we talk about this mystery that's been hidden throughout the ages that's in the heart of the creator
在神心中有一个奥秘已经藏了 for ages 了
This mystery that's been hidden for ages that's in the heart of God
要在这个世代要借着教会把它显出来
But in this generation through the church it is to be revealed
教会只有一个成分就是耶稣基督
But the church is only to have one content that is Jesus Christ
夏娃怎样是从亚当身上取出来的
Just as Eve was taken out of the body of Adam
今天教会也只有一个成分就是基督
So the church has only but one content and one substance that is Christ
所有不是基督的你不要叫他教会
Everything that is not of Christ do not call it the church
所以今天我们的侍奉我们的追求我们在世上做工作
So our pursuit our services everything we do in life our secular world
我们建立家庭我们养孩子
When we raise our family when we raise our children
在我们一切所拥有一切所经历的里面
And everything that we possess and everything that we've experienced
我们只要离开了基督他失去了永恒的价值
The moment we leave Christ it has lost its purpose
你顶多在地上充其量快快乐乐过一生就是了
And maybe you'll live a happy life in this world
但是我们在神的眼中毫无价值
But in the sight of God it has no worth
因为有一天有火要发现要来验收我们这一生的果效
Because one day fire is going to try everything of this life
很多人一烧全部烧光仅止得救
And when this fire comes and examines the things we've done we are merely saved and everything's consumed
但是所有在基督里的经历都被保留
but everything and every experience that is in Christ is kept
像诗篇十六篇说的我所得的你为我持守
Psalm 16 says that everything that I've laid hold of you're the one who is kept for me
弟兄姊妹任何东西不是基督不在基督里的被拆就让它被拆吧
Brothers and sisters I will say to you that anything that is not in Christ and God takes away let it be taken away
被神打碎被神拿走就让它拿走吧
if God breaks it and God demolishes Let him do it.
宁可让我们今生就醒悟过来，追求那永恒的。
And rather we come to our senses in this life that we would pursue the things that are eternal.
再说，神是赐恩典的神。
Again, I say God is the God of grace.
他要把他丰富的恩典用诸般的智慧、聪明，充充足足的赐给我们。
In the fullness of His grace, He wants to give it to us in all wisdom and prudence that we may have it in full.
叫我们有份于这么伟大的救恩。
That we may be partakers of such a great salvation.
叫我们有份于他永远的旨意这两件事情。
We may be partaker of his eternal purpose. These
他的旨意就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And his purpose, I say again, is Jesus Christ, his son.
所以有一天他要把万有都在基督里面同归于一。
And therefore, one day he's going to bring into unity all things in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们讲 unity of Christ 是一件太大的事情。
And today when we talk about the unity in Christ, it is a great thing.
不要只是讲成人跟人之间要和睦相处哈，不要有难处，不要闹不愉快。
We're not simply talking about the harmony that we have with one another between, between us, that we do not have any discomfort.
这件事情是跟神永远的旨意发生关系。
But this thing has something to do with an eternal purpose.
在这里讲到神所要得到的一到底是什么
What is this oneness that God desires?
我在这里讲三件最重要的事情。
And I'm going to focus on three things.
神所要得到的一，第一件事情，我们跟神之间的。
Foremost is the unity between us and God.
第二件事情讲到丈夫和妻子之间的。
Secondly, between husbands and wives.
因为他特别预表了基督和教会之间。
Because it is a representation, a type of the Christ and the church.
在地上没有一个关系能够像丈夫与妻子能够这样子来表达。 基督和教会的。
There's no other relationship that is in the world that can represents the relationship that the church has with Christ.
第三件事情讲到基督的身体。
Thirdly, we're going to come to talk about the body of Christ.
上个礼拜五当我们讲总结的时候。
Last Friday when we talked about the conclusion.
讲到教会和基督之间的关系。
We talked about the relationship between the church and Christ.
第一个，我们是他的身体，教会是基督的身体。
Foremost, the church is the body of Christ.
说到我们和他之间在生命里面那绝对的一的关系。
It talks about this absolute unity between and the essence of life.
第二个讲到教会是基督的心腹。
And secondly, that we are the bride of Christ.
讲到是教会是基督的心爱，在爱里面的关系。
It talks about the fact that the church is the love, the beloved of Christ, and the relationship of love.
第三个讲到我们和基督和教会之间在见证里的关系。
And thirdly, it talks about the relationship that we have in the aspect of testimony.
旧约用圣殿，新约用圣城。
The Old Testament used the temple, the New Testament uses a brand new city.
所以启示录讲到圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候，就讲的是羔羊的妻。
As the Revelation talks about this new city, the New Jerusalem that descended from heaven above, as like the bride of Christ.
城里面每一个宝石都是在这里彰显基督的荣耀。
And every stone in this new city is to represent, to give glory unto the beauty of Christ.
那我们在这里看见神所要得到的一。
And so here, when we look at the unity.
第一件事情讲到我们和神。
Between us and God.
所以经文很多，我只列了以弗所书二章十三节到十六节。
There are many verses, but only listed this one particular area.
十三节说到，我们从前这远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
And verse 13 says that we were once far off, but we've been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为他使我们和睦。
Because he himself is our peace.
英文翻译说他是我们的和睦。
And again, in the English translation, it's very clear. It says that he is our peace.
这个和睦让我们不仅跟人之间以色列人跟外邦人之间和睦了。
This peace not only brought about a peace between one another, between the Gentiles and the Jews.
他拆毁了所有中间隔断的墙。
He's broken down every middle wall of separation.
借着耶稣的身体废掉了冤仇。
And he has abolished through his flesh the enmity that is between us.
把那种所有能够破坏 unity 的东西全部毁掉。
And everything that could destroy the unity that is in Christ has been abolished.
让以色列人跟外邦人可以合而为一。
That the Jews and the Gentiles can now be united as one.
让所有远离神的罪人可以来亲近神。
But those who are far off, who are sinners, can now draw near to God.
所以十六节我们一起来读，既然在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。弟兄姊妹，我们要知道耶稣基督的宝血不光是洗净我们的罪啊。
So we need to know that the precious blood of Jesus Christ not only cleanses of our sins.
他的身体为我们裂开。
But his body was broken.
让至圣所的幔子从下到下，从上到下裂为两半。
As the veil that was in the holies of holies was torn in two from top to bottom.
这是在历史上发生的事情。
Something happened in history.
当耶稣死了的时候。
The moment when Jesus died.
当他身体为我们裂开来的时候。
When his body was torn for us.
圣殿十五尺高，这么高的幔子从上到下劈为两半。
And this veil that was torn from top to bottom into two.
通往至圣所的路为我们开了。
And there's a way that has now been opened into the holies of holies.
我们这些被定罪的罪人，连自己都可能不能饶恕自己的罪人，可以坦然无惧地来到神面前。
We who are sinners that's been condemned, even sometimes we don't forgive ourselves, we can come boldness before the presence of God.
我们可以来亲近他。
We can draw near to him.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌在我们身上最大的一个工作。
But it's just the greatest work that the enemy has in our life.
就是来破坏所有义的根基，就是我们跟神之间的关系。
To ruin the foundation of this unity is our relationship with God.
如果我们跟神之间没有真正的安息，没有真正的和好的话，
if we do not have true peace with God, we are not reconciled with God.
你跟人不可能和好的。
There's no way you can have peace with man.
你不可能跟事情和好的。
You cannot have peace with things.
你整个人会活在不满足的里面。
Your whole person is live in dissatisfaction.
因为我们跟神之间关系出了问题。
Because we have a problem with our relationship with God.
仇敌一直要破坏的就是切断我们跟神之间的关系。
What the enemy wants to do again and again is to sever our relationship with God.
十八个弟兄说，仇敌一直要做的一件事情。他最怕的一件事情就是地跟天真实的连结。
And Brother Spock tells us the one thing that the enemy fears the most, the one thing he wants to destroy, is the connection between heaven and earth.
仇敌最怕的就是人跟神之间真实的和好。
What the fear within the heart of the enemy is true reconciliation between man and God.
不管你外面讲多少，你做多少。
It doesn't matter how much you say, how much you do on the outside.
不管你得到多少，你成就多少。
It doesn't matter how much you possess and how much you have accomplished.
那仇敌从来不在乎这些。
The enemy doesn't care about a thing.
仇敌只在乎我们跟神之间的关系。
He only cares about your relationship with God.
只要这个切断了。
If he severs this.
只要枝子离开葡萄树了。
As long as the branch has been severed from the vine.
枯干是必然的结果。
Withering it has to be its end result.
不仅不能结果子，要丢到火里烧了。
Not only does it not no longer produce fruit, but its only end is material for the fire.
弟兄姊妹离开神，我们里面一定枯干了。
So brothers and sisters, when we are severed from God, we will have dryness within us.
离开神，我们里面没有生命的供应，像枝子离开葡萄树。
We are withered away as if there is no life within us anymore.
我们不可能享受生命的丰富的。
We can no longer enjoy the fullness of life.
更不要说我们能够结出果子来。
Not to say that we no longer can bear fruit.
所以仇敌一直要破坏我们跟神之间的关系。
So what the enemy is doing continually is to damage and ruin that relationship.
让我们的生命不仅仅软弱。
Not only do we fall into weakness in our lives.
让我们整个生命的情形落到枯干，落到无用。
But our life has come to the point where it is withering away. It is useless.
所以主耶稣说，离了我，你们不能做什么。
So therefore Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
但是保罗在腓立比书第四章十三节告诉我们。我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
But Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, by him who strengthened me, I can do all things.
你看到两个对比了没有？
You see the great contrast between these two.
一个 I can do nothing.
One, you cannot do a thing.
一个 I can do all things.
And again, I can do all things.
关键就在于我们跟神的关系。
The criticality all rests upon our relationship with God.
关键在于我们跟基督的关系到底是什么？
What is our relationship with Christ?
弟兄姊妹，让我暂停一下，我想问问我们自己都问自己，到底今天，到底在现在，我跟我的主的关系到底是什么？
Brothers and sisters, I want to pause for a moment. I want to ask everyone, what exactly is our relationship, your relationship with God at this very moment?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。